Bonus episode with Joe Wangert, Danielle Schneider, and Mike Still.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. This is the bonus episode. I thought this was a really funny scene, actually, but last week's episode was way too long. So enjoy.
Crap on YouTube.
All right, should we do one more? Let's do a crap on YouTube to get out of here.
Colin Denny sends your business card is crap.
Colin Denny says your business card is crap.
YouTube is called your business card is crap.
Oh, that's the name of the guy. Your business card is crap is the name of the video.
A business card. Don't let that be your apprehension. Don't let not having the tools be your trepidation. These are the gift, the prize. You don't spend the money until you've made the money. And then you only spend a percentage of it, and you buy the best quality you can buy. You see that business card? Cheap. Strathmore stock. 60 pound. Holds a crease. Can you tear it? Absolutely. Looks like crap? It is crap. It's the same size of every other business card in my hand that you guys just gave me. These aren't even your cards. That card looks like crap, too. One color. Nothing special about it. Let me see. What's it say on it? Name of the company in Atlanta. It's an agency. This guy's a CSO, Chief Strategic Officer. Wow, I'm impressed. So what? He's an officer. I know companies that are worth $10,000 a year, and the guy's a CEO. I will never make a criticism if I don't have a resolution. You see that card? This is the most impressive business card I've ever seen. It's mine. It took me 25 years to design this. This card is expensive. It's about $4 a card.
Jesus.
Because of the stock.
He's holding
up a... It doesn't fit in a Rolodex because it doesn't belong in a Rolodex.
He's holding up a card that's almost as big as a CD.
Yeah, it looks like a CD.
Even if they don't like you, they won't
throw it out. His face on it.
Because it demonstrates incredible marketing capability. Life is not about being liked. It's about being effective. My card is die cut. My card is foil stamped. My card is embossed. Crowd's guaranteed.
Well, flips open.
My card, instead of telling you that I'm a CEO, because who cares about my title, tells you about the result I generate.
About the result?
I build crowds. Guaranteed. What do you do, guaranteed?
Wow. What was that music?
It was underscoring the power of his card.
Yeah.
It felt like it was from like an 80s movie. Like, you know what I mean? The music behind it felt like
that. Dude's card had a pop-up, by the way. You open up his business card and it has like one of those little pop-up.
A guy raising a fist like this. And it doesn't say his title, just the results he generates. 25 years.
All right, let me see your business card. What's it got on it here?
I have my name on there, and I have...
Your name? Just your name? What's your name?
My name's Joe Wedger.
Oh, boy. Well, what's the first thing you want people to know about you?
My name, I would say, would be up there.
There's a million Joes out there. You want people to know the color of your eyes.
Oh.
Haven't you ever heard that?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
The eyes. Guys, we haven't always had business cards. We haven't always had words and language. Before we had anything, we had our eyes. That was the first thing that we greeted people with. Looked in someone's eyes. You could tell what kind of person they were, whether they're honest, whether they're a good person. That's why your business card, before anything, needs to say brown, blue, hazel, green, speckled.
Well, my business card
speckled.
Is a little... I don't have my name first, so I think I have my job title.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the most important thing about me, and people know automatically...
Wait, what's your job?
I'm the president... of my company.
there's so many presidents out there. And then under them, they got all the vice presidents. What you need to do is describe your worst day on the job on your business card. And that way, if people know your bottom, then they'll know your top.
Wow.
Well, I guess it was the day that Shirley died. She dropped dead of a heart attack right in the middle of Secret Santa at work.
Jesus Christ.
Great. You need to get that down to 140 characters.
I don't know.
And that'll work. That's great. Save your job title.
I'd rather just say president.
What are you guys' business cards made out of?
Mine's made out of just regular paper. So I can keep a couple in my wallet.
What kind of paper did you say? It's a good stock.
Just regular. Well, I mean, it's not.
That's what you are to them. You're just regular.
Well, I just don't want to. You know, I want a card that people can carry around. It's not going to get too big or anything.
Look at my card. Can you help me get it out of my pocket?
What the hell is that?
Just help me get it out. You gotta stretch my pocket.
It's cutting me. Don't touch the edges.
It's cutting me. The edges are cutting me.
Ow, my fingers are all cut up.
This business card has been built through three generations of my family.
What?
Oh, my God.
My grandfather came over on the Supple Nickel.
The Supple Nickel?
Yes. It's a famous boat.
Wow.
And they brought the beginnings of this business card, which were raw diamonds.
Wow.
The Polish diamond mines.
Wait, how do you hand it out?
Very carefully.
No, but I mean, how? Because you give your business card away.
Yeah, and people want to do business with you when you got a diamond encrusted business card. You're not just some lame ass regular Joe with your paper boring business card. Give them something to remember. Cut their hand, but then impress them afterwards. That's what I say.
Still bleeding a little bit.
Open the card up.
Ow, I'm getting cut on my other fingers now. Yep. It opens up, it's like...
You have to use a retinal scan.
Ah, God!
Use a retinal scan.
Shot a little firework at me.
Oh, little it's a bees laser. Are coming out
bees,
of there.
Bees, Jesus
now
Christ.
Now the room is filled with bees.
They're all nanobot bees. Don't be worried, they die.
They die? How can we be sure that nanobots will die?
Believe me, we've been building this car for three generations. See, there
How
they go.
How much does this card cost?
More than you can imagine. More than you can imagine.
Well, then it doesn't seem very fiscally responsible to your company.
Really? You know how much business this will bring in? People do not forget a card that opens up, shoots lasers and fireworks, and has nanobot bees come out of it and form a Valentine above the card.
It is
you guys
didn't
even
beautiful
notice that because you're all scared of the...
Look,
please.
I can't. I signed up for this workshop here at the Hilton Garden Inn just because my business was down in the dumps, and I just don't know if I can afford to put to. You know, I don't know if I can have three generations.
I get it. You see my diamond encrusted, and you're like, I can't do this. It doesn't have to. Let's just think of things you have around the house that you could build your business card out of besides paper.
Well, maybe like a manila envelope type of deal. You know, like cut that up, because that's a little harder than just regular paper.
And it's like, guys, you're
like a little envelope,
so
like a clue.
Narrow-minded.
Like
what about colored construction paper?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Would that be fun?
That would be fun.
Paper. Yeah. You're so boring.
Yeah.
I know. This would be sort of exciting. Maybe make it sort of... This is kind of a fun thing, but like an edible card, like out of a fruit roll-up or something.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah, now you're thinking.
What about some sort, like a leather card? If you had a little piece of leather and it's burnt on, the name is burnt on like it's
okay,
the side
hold
of a
on.
Steer.
This sounds like half of a good idea. But we don't want boring cow leather. Anyone can do that. My shoes are made out of that.
Oh,
what kind
nice.
Of leather are you talking about?
I guess, I don't know, some sort of like bison leather or shark leather. I don't know. Can you make...
How about North Dakotian leather?
Of a North Dakotian? A human?
Well, I like to call them North Dakotians. Do you know anyone who lives in North Dakota?
I had a lover once. Lived in North Dakota.
Oh, really? Not many people
she
know
died.
People that live in North Dakota.
Well, I don't know her anymore. She's in heaven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's gone on to meet Obi-Wan.
Yeah. He was waiting for her.
Wait, you're saying that? I'm just curious. Did you burn the body? Or did you bury it?
I kept it preserved. She wanted.
Was this a wife? Just someone you dated?
It was someone I dated.
And the family allowed you to.
We still haven't talked about my fruit roll-up idea. Yeah. I really feel like this is the one to go with.
I gave thumbs up to that, but now this human skin business card.
Do you want to buy her skin? Is that what you're saying?
We could all split it. You shouldn't have that body to begin with anyway.
That's right. Guy's coming close.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all go in on this. We open a tannery.
Sure.
This is our first product.
Someone here ate garlic and it really it smells like a trash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it smells like walrus pussy, to be totally honest.
I'm sorry, I'd had some garlic nachos.
That sounds awful.
That's pretty good.
Did you buy them at somewhere or did you make them at home? Is that a gross thing that you make at home?
Yeah.
This is a guy that's hung on to his dead girlfriend's body for many years. So
she wanted to have the perfect burial.
Comparison.
She wanted to have the perfect burial. Look, and all I do is just take some pre-cut up, you know, smashed up garlic and I saute it and I put them on nacho chips and it's pretty good.
So why are we all still standing this close to each other again?
I don't know. Once you stand close to people, it's hard to back up.
Yeah.
I have a cold. You guys should not be this close. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get it.
Tannery, guys. The body's our first one. But we're going to need some sort of supply if we wanted this to keep going. I don't know how many business cards we can get out of one person's skin.
Probably only about 200.
About 200.
So was she a bigger lady?
She was pretty medium, but she had a big butt.
She's grande?
Yeah, she was no more medium. Thing. She was not grande.
Wait, so she just so I understand, grande I came
medium.
Here today
not grande medium?
To get some feedback on my business card, and now you're asking me to murder people with you?
I don't know.
Process this, their skin?
We didn't murder...
You got a problem with that?
I think
we got our first business card, if
hey,
you know what I mean.
I understand what you were saying there.
Look,
you're in or you just said it out of the side of your mouth. I mean,
you're in or you're out.
What should our business card say? I mean, we should be concise in the language on the business card, right? I mean,
you might as well just say, hey, remember me, I'm the guy that handed you a business card made out of human skin. People aren't going to forget that.
That seems like a lot of words on one business card. Maybe we should just, you know, down to one thing. Say one thing on the
I think we got our second business
right
card.
There. Right there.
You're talking out of the side of your mouth, not... I mean, and the side is facing me.
Oh, sorry.
Wrong side. Look, guys, if we can't infight like this, we'll never get our human tannery off the ground. I'll volunteer. I'll be the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk you out of that.
Well,
what did you think of the font I picked?
Okay, folks, that's how you make an awesome business card. Why don't you go to the forums and show us your business card? Huh? There's something, but please do go to iTunes and give us a rating or a review today. That really helps us out. I'd appreciate it. This has been Improv for Humans. Today's episode is sponsored by IFC Films' new comedy, Sleepwalk With Me, starring Mike Birbiglia and co-written by Ira Glass of This American Life. Based on the one-man show and book, Sleepwalk With Me won the Best of Next Audience Award at Sundance Film Festival. New Yorkers can see it now at the IFC Center on Friday, August 31st. It'll open in Los Angeles, Austin, and more cities. The film is produced by This American Life and is partly about learning to be a stand-up. Some of the comedians in the film, Christian Schaal, Wyatt Cenac, Jesse Klein, David Wayne, Mark Maron, and Henry Phillips. Go see sleepwalkmovie.com to see when it's opening in your town and for info on how to request it.
Music by Dragoon. This has been Matt Bess's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.